Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact and Income. It's so good to be here today. As you know, the last few episodes I pre-recorded and put on, and so I kind of missed it. Like I missed talking to you guys, guys and gals, and so it's really good to be back. And so if you don't know already, so just to kind of make it all clear, what I do is I actually go live on multiple social media platforms. I use StreamYard, which I love, and then I'm able to then just download the recordings and I put it on the podcast. So that's kind of how that works. If you're curious, you can listen multiple ways. And so feel free, any way that works for you, it works for me. And it's great to have you here. And so I just wanted to talk today about something that is, I think, overlooked sometimes. I know in life and in business and everything, it can be really challenging sometimes because there's so many moving parts and so many different things going on. But I wanted today to talk about, hey, you want to grow, you want to change something in your life, then keep it simple. Right. So we'll dive into that and really talk about how simplicity can make such a difference and help you really get to where you want to go. And so super excited to be able to talk to you about that. And so, hey, it looks like we've got Will on. So thanks for joining. If anyone else jumps on, then feel free to say hello. But great to have you here. And so, today, as far as, keeping it simple, it's so important to do this. And one of the reasons I thought about this is I was listening to a podcast and it's a married couple that put on this podcast and they talked about trimming the vine. And that's something that they talk to their community about quite a bit. And the idea here is that they used to work at a vineyard. And so they'd go to this vineyard. And one of the things they had to do is they had to trim the vines. And so as a newbie, if you went into a vineyard, you'd probably look at like all these vines growing and you'd think, well, hey, it's growing really, really well. So like, why would I be trimming it back? But the thing is, like, if you don't trim back those vines, then it doesn't allow room for the grapes to grow, which is obviously important for the vineyard. And so they would go through and make sure to trim off a lot. And there was a ton of sticks on the ground, a ton of things that they would just be piled up because they were trimming back the vines and making sure that there was, essentially, you're keeping it simple, right? You're making sure that there's not all these different branches, all these things going crazy, but like the goal of the vineyard is to make more grapes, right? And so it's like, that's the goal. So trimming back those vines is what really was able to do that. I personally don't have a lot of experience with vineyards. I actually spent a couple years in Croatia and I helped someone that had their house on their vineyard that like had a fire in it. So we went over there and helped them, get things kind of squared away and get that house back in order and helped, I think, wipe out some of the like barrels and things, which was super nasty and really didn't smell that great. But I really like that example though of a vineyard, right? Of being able to look at that and say, okay, this is something that we need to trim back. We need to really focus. And if you think about that again, the goal of the vineyard is to make more grapes. And so whatever that's going to take, that's what you need to do, right? And so trimming those vines is what needed to happen. And so for me, this is something that really can apply to anything in life, that when we really make things more simple, it allows us to achieve the success, to achieve the growth that we want. And so I know back a couple years ago when I had a goal to lose 20 pounds, I gained some weight. It wasn't super crazy, but I was just like, it'd be really awesome if I could lose 20 pounds. And so I had that goal of like, let's do that. And I remember going through and I had a very simple plan. My wife helped me put together. So it was a very simple plan that I could follow. And it really helped. Like it made it so much easier. But what was interesting to me is towards the end of, it was like a month before I really wanted to have that done, I wasn't quite as far along as I wanted to be. I think I still had 10 pounds and I was doing this over 3 months. And so it was kind of like, man, am I going to get there? Am I going to be able to make that happen? And so what I did is I remember like looking at the past month and saying, huh, I wonder why I didn't do as well. And to me, it came down to one thing. That one thing was my mindset. I think that last month, I still had the plan that Amy created for me and then I went and I was somewhat following, but I actually wasn't following it super well. And I seemed like I was just eating, at random times that didn't really matter. I just was kind of bored or whatever. I just felt like it. So I did that. And so for me, that last month, really all I had to do was shift my mindset and to think of a phrase. And so I had a phrase that was eat to live. That's all I thought of. And so I'd open the fridge and then think eat to live. Okay, I'm eating to live, right? Like I'm not living to eat. And so that's what really helped me. And so it was a very simple thing that I could do. And then I was able to hit that goal. And so it was something I could continue to think about. And again, it was super simple. It wasn't like, oh, let's go and like change the diet. Let's go do all these different things. It was like one simple change that I was able to continue to think about. And then I was able to get there. And I realized that all things are not that simple. Sometimes we have to change the diet. Sometimes we have to change the business plan or just whatever that is. But if the more that you can keep things simple, the more it allows you to be successful because you don't have so many different moving parts. And I've certainly been doing, you know, a lot of that recently of figuring out, okay, what's the simple thing that I'm going to be doing in my life? And that's where I've told you a little bit about these monthly summits that I'll be putting on, which I'm super excited for. And, you know, just a really consistent way that I can continue to show up and really looking at this type of lifestyle that I want to have and doing that. And so actually today as well, this, I mean, obviously this applies to business too. And it's something that can really help too, that having like that focus and that simplicity. And for me, it's been really good over the last week to really narrow down what I'm going to be focusing on and making it really simple. And so, and I'm excited tomorrow, I'll actually, you know, talk more about some of the business parts of this too, and how there's this one simple metric that I've learned before and I've heard it a long time ago, but it's something that I hadn't really thought about for a while. And it's, I guess I've been thinking about it with my clients, but not as much for me, which is kind of interesting. So, I'm excited to talk about that tomorrow, but the simplicity, you know, aspect is super powerful. And so that'll be fun to dive into tomorrow. As far as like, what is that one key metric that you can talk about and focus on in your business so that you can keep things simple and then continue to see the growth that you're looking for. So I'm really, you know, again, grateful that you're able to tune in here. So thanks so much for supporting me and for learning and growing with me as well. So I hope that this has uplifted you and inspired you. And certainly if it has, I'd love to hear from you. And if you have suggestions or, you know, ideas or things that you'd like to hear about, definitely let me know. And if you're watching the podcast or listening on the podcast or on YouTube, then make sure you subscribe and rate and share with your friends and things like that. So thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you. And we'll catch you next time.